And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have three members of the cast of Guys and Dolls, which is a production of Sitka Fine Arts Camp's musical theater camp. I also have the director and choreographer here, W.T. McRae. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
And I'm going to let the cast members introduce themselves, starting here on my right.
Hi, my name is Jack Hale, and I play Nicely and Nicely Johnson in Guys and Dolls.
So how old are you, and where are you from?
I'm 16 years old, and I'm from Anchorage.
All righty.
I'm Chris Mendoza. I'm 17, and I'm also from Anchorage, and I play Nathan Detroit.
All right.
I'm Mackenzie Woodson. I'm from Sitka. I'm 18, and I'm going to be playing Miss Adelaide.
All right, well, who here wants to tell me the premise of Guys and Dolls? I'm going to leave that to WT, actually. WT, it's your job.
Guys and Dolls is based on the short stories of Damon Runyon, which were all imagining the busy world of New York City and the charmingly seedy underbelly of Broadway. And they imagined populating this world into a musical. So it tells you the story of a group of gamblers who are trying to get their floating craps game to happen under the watchful eye of a cop who wants to stop it, and a mission who's trying to set Broadway right, and hijinks ensue and love happens.
Well, in this stew here, let's talk about your characters. Jack, tell us a little bit about who you are in the production.
In the production, I am a gambler. I rustle up a lot of gamblers for Nathan, who is like the lead gambler. He has this crap game, and I try to get him customers. I try to make it so people can gamble.
And Chris, you're the lead guy.
Mm-hmm. So Nathan Detroit, he's a sort of brains of the operation. He makes sure that the crap games themselves are set up, and he keeps them out of the eye of the cop, and he takes in his cut from every bet. So he make sure that he's safe.
He just skims a little off the top.
Yeah.
And Mackenzie, what about your character?
I play Miss Adelaide, who is a hot box dancer, and she is engaged to Nathan Detroit for 14 years. And she really, really wants to get married, but he keeps being shady and like leaving and not wanting to get married to her. So basically my conflict is, let's get married. And he's like, no, let's not get married. So...
So one of the really interesting aspects of the musical theater camp is that you only have about a week to pull off a major production, and that must be a lot of work. What do your days look like at camp?
It's definitely a lot of, you know, just doing what you need to get the show through. You spend a lot of time doing numbers and just constantly back to back. You don't have a lot of time for resting. We have like an hour to rest, but otherwise we do what work. All the time, pretty much.
So you're eating, breathing, drinking. Maybe a little sleeping in there, but
yeah,
eating and breathing.
If we've been good, they let
guys
us
and dolls. Well, you know, what motivates you to do this? This is a really intensive experience.
Me personally, I like to showcase the relationships I've made with my cast and crew. And I like to extend the hand of our family down in the audience to show them the world that we've made, to show them our family.
You mentioned family a lot. Is that something that draws you to musical theater?
Yeah, I tend to find myself enjoying community dynamics a lot. And so just things like musical theater, plays, everything that'll get me closer to people.
And you do,
is good to me.
You do musical theater in Anchorage?
A whole lot of it, yeah.
You say that with a really big smile. So what's this opportunity like for you? What does it mean to you to be here now?
It's a dream to wake up and be doing singing and acting and dancing every single day for a week. It's something that I didn't think could be possible. You know, it's like I'm getting a preview of the rest of my life as a performer, and that kind of thing.
It's helping you, you know, imagine what might be out there for you?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Chris? You came down from Anchorage, and you do musical theater up there as well?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of musical theater up there with, like, schools and other smaller companies.
What's this experience been like for you?
It's been a lot of fun. It's been fast, and I'm gonna hate it when it ends, but it's been just so much fun getting to know everyone who came here. They're all so talented, and it's just great being on the same level as everyone, like knowing everyone is there to share the same dream as you.
And Mackenzie, you are new to full-time production, aren't you?
Yes.
Why did you choose to do this?
Well, I've always wanted to be in a musical, but here in Sitka, we don't really have, like, a huge, like, area to do that. Like, we recently started them, but it's mainly for, like, younger children and stuff. So when I heard that I could do a full musical with people my own age and, like, learn all about it, I was just like, yes. So I signed up, and it's been, like, one of the best experiences of my life.
What has been so impactful for you?
I think just how everyone there really wants to be there and really wants to learn how to be part of a musical. And, like, it feels like everyone cares, and that's really nice.
So, WT, why was Guys and Dolls chosen? Why did you pick this one?
I mean, the short answer is because it's my favorite. It's a show I just love. I was in it in high school. It was one of my favorite experiences to be a part of. I was a crapshooters dancer and a Havana dancer, and I was in the chorus of Gamblers. And I just remember feeling this family feeling and feeling like everybody in the show had a really great feature. And the songs are memorable and appeal to a broad range. I think that a lot of people will find they know at least two songs from the show, if not most of the songs in the show, that they're really present in popular culture. They're joyful, they're simple. And we live in a really complex time. And I think sometimes we make art that really asks hard, complicated questions of where we are and what we're doing and who we are as human beings. And sometimes we need to make art that's just a group of humans creating a space to feel joyful and wonderful. And I think that's what musicals do as well as anything. So choosing a musical that makes a space in which the town of Sitka and our family can get together and have a joyful time for 2.5 hours, 3 times this weekend, I think is enough of a reason to do anything.
Well, you know, I asked your cast members what this experience has been like for them, and I'll turn that question to you.
This is my fifth year doing a musical here at the musical theater program. It's one of the more rewarding projects I do throughout the year. I think often young people are underestimated and asked too little of, and I get to see a group of young people who show up with some desire, find true fortitude and true strength, and surprise themselves and grow and blossom. By last night, we were looking at performances that were miles ahead of where everybody arrived, and people feel confident and bold and empowered by what we're doing.
So the growth is just tremendous.
It's not only tremendous, but it happens in such a short period of time. There's a way in which sort of each of our rehearsal blocks, there are 3 a day, feels like a week of work in another setting, and is sort of comparable to a week of work in another setting. They might spend, 14 weeks on a musical back home. We spend actually under 14 days. Our big joke is tomorrow's tech week.
Well, you do have your performances. They are coming up fast and furious. July 22nd, that's Friday at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. And then on the 23rd at 2 and 7 at the Performing Arts Center. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, right before we leave, would anybody like to put on their persona at all? Inhabit their character for just a few seconds for us. All right, I see Chris, you seem to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything to say here, but I suppose I'd just like to see you all come down to see Guys and Dolls this weekend here. So can't wait to see you there.
Oh, great. Thank you so very much. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with cast members from Guys and Dolls, a production of Sitka Fine Arts Camp's musical theater camp, Jack Hill, Chris Mendoza, who you just heard in his persona, and Mackenzie Whitson. We also heard from director and choreographer W.T. McRae. We have a couple of performances coming up on Friday and Saturday.